Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you are worried about Hughes's future, he's your plan B, right? You need a good skating, puck-moving defenseman. And in the long run, if it's not going to be Quinn Hughes, you know, I guess Bowen Byram would look good in that spot. He's obviously not Quinn Hughes, but he still brings that style of game, which clearly you need. Like, if you're going to survive, you need a defenseman who can skate. We know that. We look at every team, you know, that has success in any part of the game now. It's you have defensemen who can move. And is Byram that guy? I mean, does he have the track? He's certainly clearly an NHL defenseman. Does he have the track record to be the guy? I think so.
So, who is that? Patrick Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
Talking Canucks and tease it going to the break. Bo Byram's name will be up in a lot of trade rumors. Mm-hmm. I think the Sabres should trade Byram, especially if there are teams out there that think, like, he's kind of like Quinn Hughes. Like,
Yeah.
You're right about that. So, what would you like? You like Byram, and then what can we have in return? I feel like the Sabres, we've seen so many of their good players leave and have success. Kevin Adams might. Ready for this? Spin zone this all the way around to how this is good. Everybody that trades with the Sabres gets a player that then exceeds. Eventually, that market will be, guys, listen, you probably think he's a lot better, and poor old us, we just can't get the most out of him. So price is going to have to go up a little bit. And then maybe Vancouver says, like, yeah, you know what? You're right about that. This is probably a better player. They're having conversations in their own building. This guy's probably better than this. Kind of like how when Cousins got traded, Ottawa treated him like he was some power forward, Selkie.
Yeah.
And that's not reality, right?
No, not at all. In fact, he's been a pretty poor defensive player his entire career.
Yeah, but there's this reputation
He's actually been a one-dimensional scorer at his best.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
So anyway, if anybody wants Byram, go for it. One thing about Byram that's interesting, when he plays with Dahlin, obviously he's better. When he plays with Power, they're pretty good numbers. But the idea that he's a driver of play and a skating defenseman, I've seen some data that when he's on the ice, things don't happen.
Right.
Kind of nothing happens when Byram's on the ice. He's kind of just out there. And this reputation of him as some sort of, you know, offensive I don't know. She's not really there unless he's with somebody.
Yeah. Which is interesting because, like, you kind of have the combination here of what the guy says in that clip is factual. Like, he does move well. NHL Edge stats from last year. Speed bursts over 20 miles per hour. He's in the 91st percentile among defensemen in the NHL. He does move well. But it doesn't result in an impact on the ice. So what do you care? You know, like, it's what was the clip in the Moneyball movie? If he's a good hitter, how come he doesn't hit good?
Right.
Like, Byram shows that he has, it's probably why he went top five in an NHL draft. He is fast. He has a pretty hard shot. He puts up some numbers, but are you really getting a positive impact when he's out there? Not necessarily. And I feel like often in hockey, teams will fall for the, oh, this guy can move and he's pretty good size and look at how hard that shot is. But You could trick a team into thinking that he's more valuable than he actually is. I mean, the numbers with and without Dahlin last year for Bo Byram, when he's out there, the Sabres generate, with Dahlin, the Sabres are great. Like, they're generating an elite amount of shots, an elite amount of expected goals, scoring chances, all of it. And then when Dahlin plays without him, all the numbers are exactly the same. Maybe they're a little bit better. And then with Byram, they're great. They're really good with Dahlin, and then they're horrific without him.
Yeah, away from him, there's just nothing.
So, I don't know. Like, he averages 27 shots a game per 60 minutes that he plays. But it's 32 with Dahlin, and it's 22 without him. So, is that worth $8 million?
No, not to me.
Because I don't want to say put anybody with Dahlin. I don't want to play him with, you know, Jacob Bernard Docker. But does this have to be the guy? And do I have to spend $8 million on a Dahlin partner?
This sounds like the James Cook
A guy that can only play with Dahlin? A little bit. But I do think the difference is Dahlin can hold up a guy who's pretty good that you don't have to spend $8 million on. And maybe you focus that money, knowing the Sabres aren't going to spend that on many other things, on a guy that plays with power. So I'm not saying Byram is a terrible player. I think he's definitely overvalued by some.
We're starting to get some who is and isn't at mandatory minicamp reporting. Trey Hendrickson, not at Bengals camp, will not attend, wants a raise.
Okay.
He deserves one. He's making $16 million. He should probably make like $36 million.
And he's like a year and a half into trying to get that raise.
TJ Watt is not at Steelers mandatory minicamp.
Okay.
There you go. James Cook, we don't know yet. But
There'll be no Jalen Ramsey today either.
All right, there you go. Three defensive players. Justin and Oneonta. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Anxious week for me. It's the week of my wedding, and then you're adding my top dynasty running back may not show up at Bills minicamp. So I'm having a great week.
Justin, I asked Joe a little bit ago because I have Cook in one important dynasty league to me, and I still feel fine about having him. I think he's going to ball out this year, and you know if he goes elsewhere, I think it's okay.
Yeah, and then you add the fact that I'm hoping comeback player of the year J.J. McCarthy hits as my relevant quarterback. But really, I wanted to talk about the Cook contract. I guess, obviously, we're not in the room, right? But why not hit him for, like, what the Bills think he's worth and then say, all right, James, we're going to put our money where your mouth is. Here's incentives to get you to Saquon Barkley money. Prove it. I don't know how that affects the salary cap if they were to do something like that. You know, let the player bet on himself within their own organization. But I know Pegula usually doesn't have an issue spending money on it. You know, if he wanted more money, he'd dig another oil well. You know, that was like his quote when he bought the team. So
right. Well,
that's the difference.
Yeah, to the point about incentives, there is one spot that makes that a little bit difficult. So one of the ways that teams can use incentives is not likely to be earned incentives. And that's a really easy one. And all that really is, if I understand this correctly, is, you know, let's say a guy had three touchdowns. Like, hey, if you get four, we'll give you $5 million. That doesn't go on this year's cap because that's considered not likely to be earned. Not likely to be earned is just you didn't do it last year, so it's not likely you'll do it this year. And that is something that teams use. If you ran for, as a running back, 200 yards, hey, here's a bonus at 500 yards. Mm-hmm. The guy bets on himself, hits that incentive. The problem with that for Cook is that those numbers are high.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really throw an incentive on there that's 10 touchdowns without it hitting the cap. And that's the other thing. Like, I don't know how motivated they are to get the cap number down from where it is at five. So there's so many moving parts here. I might have even kind of butchered all that a little bit. But the idea of incentives it gets into more caponomics than anything. And for some players, that incentive can be so low they feel good about it. If you put a low incentive on a guy like Cook, then that's on the cap hit that year. And, you know, Bosa, mm-hmm. Elijah Moore's got incentives. I just it gets kind of into the weeds about how you want to do the money of it. And I'm not sure that the cap implications have really anything to do, I shouldn't say anything, with Cook, because if they extend him, they can, you know, defer some of that cost down the line pretty easily.
Which I do think they need a couple more million, don't they? Hasn't that been out there? That they need like a little bit more for just operating costs or whatever they would call it for the season?
Right, and a very easy way, but one of the top ways that they could create space would be extend Connor McGovern, who's got a $9 million cap hit. Extend him and, you know, drop your number.
Yep.
Cap tracker. The Bills, as of right now on cap space, have $2 million, the lowest amount in the NFL.
Okay. I mean, a lot of the don't all these guys include incentives in their contracts to some degree? Everybody's got something.
To some degree.
Except for the few that are getting like fully guaranteed contracts. But the Bills don't do that. Nor do many teams. So I wouldn't expect that.
803-0550, our phone number. Let's get to Larry in South Florida. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I do want to talk about the Sabres and what I heard on the NHL Network on the morning skate. But before I do, I got to chime in on this Cook thing. Number one, I would not pay him what he wanted. I know he scored a lot of touchdowns, but if he was worth what he and his brother claim he's worth, wouldn't you on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 in the AFC Championship game spread out your offense a little bit and get away from that crazy tush-push twice in a row and give it to your $12, $13, $14, $15 million running back? Again, instead of that, I would much rather see Buffalo get a pick for him. And ESPN reported yesterday that the trade that they would love to see is Hendrickson to the Bills for just a second-round pick. Now, I don't think there's any way in the world Cincinnati would do it, but if they did, I'd jump on it because Cincinnati, I'm that guy that is still afraid of Cincinnati because of Burrow and those darn receivers. But if we have a Trey Hendrickson on our defensive line, because Bosa's injured, and again, we can already see what's happening there. But if you have Hendrickson, that takes some of that fear away. So I'd love your comment. But before that, I want to talk about the NHL Network this morning. They were talking about how Florida was built through draft picks and patience and acquisitions and patience. And all I'm thinking is, oh, my God, how much more patient can we be? And on the chat in the bullpen this morning, I was texting, and I said, it seems to me that we have the scouting department that either recognizes the talent through draft picks and free agency, and I've talked to you guys a lot about this through the years, especially over the last 14 years, even before Joe left high school.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
we don't seem to know how to develop it. And we don't seem to know how to put it on the ice at the right time in the right positions with the right people. But everyone else does. So these guys that are leaving, like McNabb, for goodness sakes. I mean, this guy is great, in my opinion, on defense. But all the players last night that used to be with our organization or we even drafted that were flourishing, it makes me happy to see it, but it also makes me sick to see it. So I'm hoping that this new guy that they just brought in to help Adams is actually really good, and I hope this either pushes Adams out or gives him a place in the organization that can – I don't know. I mean, I really don't understand what his value is, but help this organization, because 14 years, it's inexcusable, especially in the NHL. But I'd love to hear what you guys have to think on both of those topics.
Well, I definitely don't think they were patient. I think we've talked about Florida a lot, that they were aggressive and they made moves and they drafted like a couple of guys on their team.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that's said about literally every team. And I'd like you to actually tell me which team wasn't patient. That won.
Florida.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, right.
Find me a team that wouldn't be credited with being patient. Vegas. I guess Vegas is it.
Vegas is definitely not patient.
But Vegas wasn't patient. They got to the Cup Final in their first year. They didn't have to be patient. We're already here. We've arrived.
Yeah.
Who has not been patient? You're always going to get credit for being patient. Was Edmonton patient? McDavid was drafted almost 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. They've been pretty good the entire time. They had a playoff miss here or there. He got hurt once. Florida's made the playoffs each of the last 6 years.
Right.
Where are they patient? Like, I mean, Barkov was drafted a generation ago, 10 years ago.
They blew it up. To some degree, blew it up after they won the President's Trophy.
122 points, yep. And then the next season went to the Cup Final.
Yeah. So, you know.
Right, that's...
But to the point about the Sabres and comparing them, like, as we've been saying, like, the Panthers just... They look like one of the smart teams. They look like they know who the good players are before you do. And... to connect that to our conversations that led the segment, if the Sabres with Jarmo Kekalainen and Still Adams and, you know, this front office, if they want to start acting like that, then I think you need to see them recognize that they got to trade, that they should be trading Bo Byram. That's one player. One player where they should look at that and say, he checks all the boxes physically, but the impact isn't there. And we're not going to get fooled by that. Because the Sabres got fooled for how many years with Rasmus Ristolainen?
Like 8.
Who checked every box physically. Big, strong, fast, played all the minutes, in crazy good shape, looked the part. He stunk the whole time. And they got tricked by it for a decade. He was drafted in the top 10. So... like, to me, a dumb team looks at a player like that and goes, "Oh yeah, look at that. Look at all the things he can do. That's gonna be a really good player for me." And I think you could easily do that with Bo Byram. And I feel like a smart team is gonna say, "No, I'm gonna get something for him, and I'm going to not play him 22 minutes a night anymore." That's you want them to start acting like Florida? That's the first step. The first thing they should do this summer is trade Byram.
That's what I would do. Then Paterka too, or no?
I don't know. What does a smart team do with Paterka? They probably sign him, right?
I don't know. I can't. You know, like so many fans, I'm just kind of like, whatever you
burnt
do.
Burnt out?
Whatever you do, just do something. Whatever you do. On Trey Hendrickson, I just don't think the Bills have a chance. They have.
Yeah, I wish they did.
If they were to get Hendrickson, I mean, that means they're trading away AJ Epenesa. They have to trade away a defensive end. They would have far too many.
Can I ask though? We kind of assume that the Bengals wouldn't do it. We don't know they would.
We don't know that. I just
like some teams do make trades with rivals when they shouldn't. The Bills did it last year.
Boston traded Marchand to Florida.
Right.
I've been thinking about
those
that.
Those two teams hate each other.
I've been thinking about that. Like, maybe somewhere else.
I mean, the Eagles once traded Donovan McNabb in the division.
Right.
So I do agree with you that, like, if I were the Bengals, I would not talk to the Bills. I would not talk to the Chiefs. I would not talk to the Ravens about him, and I would talk to the other 27 teams and get something really good. But not every team will automatically do that.
That's right. Well, let's be real. All right. If they would be willing to trade Hendrickson to the Bills should offer a first.
Whew. Really?
Yep. Not a second. A first. Yep. But I don't think they'd be willing to.
Pay the first round price.
He's a top five pass rusher in the NFL.
Yeah, he is.
If they would have done that, you just wouldn't have done the Bosa deal. And I would have offered a first. If they traded a first for Trey Hendrickson at the start of the offseason, wouldn't we say the offseason's a success in the same way? I'm not saying that this is what should have happened, but if they would have taken that, you have a top five pass rusher in the league on your team, a second is too easy. Here's the 60th pick for Trey Hendrickson. Come on, get real. 30. He's 30 years old.
Could you get
3 years out of him?
I think I want to not care about that personally, but you don't often see players at that age traded for first round picks.
That's right, you don't.
Generally, it's a guy. How old was Diggs when the Bills traded for him? 25, right? How old was Odell Beckham when he got traded to Cleveland? Was he 24?
Yep.
You know, how old was Jalen Ramsey when he got traded?
But this is
in his 20s.
To me, there's a little bit here of like the difference between the Bills and the Sabres. You know, the Sabres, and I know I'm making this Hendrickson to the Bills and Sabres point, so this is going to be a journey.
Uh-huh.
But for the longest time, the Sabres have been afraid to trade for anybody that is old at all. Oh, he's too old for us. He's 25. He's not in our timeline. He's 28. He's not in our timeline. And for the Bills, you know, trading a first-round pick for the best defensive – would you trade – here you go. You can't even guess that you're going to get this, but would you trade the Bills' next first-round pick for 2 seasons of the best pass rusher in football?
Yes.
I would.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yes.
I would do that.
Not every team should do that, but the Bills are in a position that, yes, they should do stuff like that. It should be all hands on deck to get this thing over the line, especially – the last two off seasons, the Bills have kind of, in a good way, had very smart, fill out everything,
methodical, you know, type off
exactly.
Seasons.
Exactly, yeah. Spread it around. All right, we how many holes do we have? So by the time you get to next off season, you're going to re-sign McGovern. You're going to maybe extend Osiris Torrance, and then how many spots do I have available? Maybe I got a running back spot, but.
That might be it, though. There won't be many.
Right. It sets up for a whale time. We thought this year could be the whale move, and it didn't really come to pass for anybody. No big pass rusher moved. But if you could have Hendrickson, I'd trade a first for him. I would do it. 30th pick. That's where you live. I wouldn't trade the 10th pick for him. But
would you trade the 30th?
And it's important to remember, like, the trade value chart. I love to get deep into the trade value chart just because, for instance, the difference between the Bills' first and second round pick on the trade value chart is about 340 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
If you went up 340 points from the Bills' 30th pick.
Yep.
It's like the 20th pick.
It's not as big a difference.
So whenever we're saying a first, a second, in trade conversations, it doesn't do anybody any good. Would you trade the first pick of the first round? Of course not. That on the value chart, that's 3,000. What's the last pick of the first round? 590.
Yeah,
I've got this massive gulf between the first and 32nd pick, and that's all treated as, would you trade a first?
Right.
No. But the difference between 20 and 32 is about the same as the difference between 32 and 64. It's a whole round of difference on value in the final 10 picks. It's a long way to say that I would trade a first for Hendrickson, but it's not going to happen because I think maybe the Bengals would be swayed to do it if it was a first.
Yeah, maybe, because I don't know how many other teams would offer that.
And even then, if you said yes to the Bills, the first reaction you're going to get from people saying how the trade went is like, well,
Yeah.
That's basically a second.
Right.
It is kind of funny how
we will do that very easily.
We are allowed to do whatever we want. Keon Coleman, first pick of the second round. That's basically,
basically a first.
Last pick of the first round. That's basically, a second. You can move it a couple picks if you want to fit whatever you want.
Should we just eliminate ever using the term round?
I mean, NFL scouts every
year. Just say pick 32. I don't want to hear first round anymore. Pick 34.
Mm-hmm. And again,
pick 38.
Why don't we ever treat it this way? You don't want to give up a first. Okay. How many first round grades will the Bills have in next year's draft? Is it 20?
Mm-hmm.
Will they get a guy at 30?
Right.
Or no,
to them it is a second round pick.
Exactly.
Maybe.
The Bengals want a second, they want a first round pick for Hendrickson. Okay, here's ours. It's 30th. That's a second round guy on our board.
He's 30. He's not 34.
He's 30.
He's 30. Like,
he's
how old was Vaughn when they signed him? At least three years older.
I think he was 33.
So, like, not to say it couldn't go the same way with Hendrickson, but I think that 4 year difference between what he is now and what Vaughn was when you added him, like, I wouldn't be so scared that he's about to get injured and fall off a cliff.
Well, if he gets injured.
If he gets injured, he gets injured.
That happens, and that's unfortunate. But Hendrickson is not showing signs of slowing down. His sack totals the last 5 years, 14-14. There's an 8 in there. And then 18-18.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a stud.
Again, I don't think you could do it, and the offseason is pretty much closed. But if you did, I would have done a first, and I wouldn't have blinked.
Ian Rappaport says that Terry McLaurin is skipping minicamp.
Ooh.
He wants a new contract. But that's the one where...
Future
Nobody believes
future Bills receiver Terry McLaurin.
Listen, I would love Scary Terry. Scary Terry would be amazing.
The Bills probably don't even they don't have a spot for him anymore, to be totally honest. Oh, stop. You're going to get me in trouble. People are going to yell at me.
That's the one where there's no possible way he's signed. Why? They're going to pay him. They're going to pay him. He's not getting traded. One year after Jaden Daniels set the world on fire, they're going to take away his only good receiver? Only good receiver, right? Do they have anybody else?
I'm just making sure the snark doesn't come out right now. There's too much of it.
You're really holding it in.
I'm really holding it in. Yeah. There's a lot of snarky things to say that I don't even mean. That's what snark is. Hey, want to check out what's going on in the chat when we get back?
Sure.
I asked them if they would donate to the 100 Holes pre-party if we did what's going on in the chat. And I don't know how many of them said yes, but let's find out how much we can raise for the 100 Holes pre-party in one segment. We're going to put the QR code on the screen on our YouTube chat, on our YouTube feed. So you can just, like, boom, bust the phone out, make a $20 donation, get in for the Josh Allen signed helmet, the Tage Thompson signed jersey, a ton of golf stuff. How about this? This fundraiser we got at Whalen on Thursday, we have a ton of golf prizes. This is something that Nate told me. Nate and I are doing this together, and we're playing the 100 holes. The flyer came out, and golf courses started texting Nate and said, we'd like to donate rounds too. To which I said to Nate, who has just golf courses texting them?
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, look. It's what? Golf courses are just texting Nate?
Yeah.
What kind of life does he live? How come golf courses aren't just texting me? I would like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's see how much money you can raise next segment if we can. The 100 Holes pre-party, it's going to be Thursday at Whalen. You can come out and join us and help raise money for the Live Like Luca Foundation and the Courage of Carly Fund as well with Roswell Park. We do, 100 Holes 2 weeks from Thursday. I'll be calling in. I don't have all my caddies yet. You caddied for me once, right?
I did. It was 9,000 degrees.
It was hot.
Holy cow, I hope it's not that hot
this year. It was hot. Anyway, what's going on in the chat? We'll check there next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.